Sports writer Art Thiel has written a new book about Russell Wilson called Standing Tall, an ironic reference to the 5'11" quarterback that's considered vertically challenged in the NFL. Many people didn't think Russell Wilson would make it in the National Football League.
But in fact, Russell Wilson has not only the quickness and the speed to evade defenders, he's also got a vision for the game that is remarkable. He sort of sees around corners. You know, he knows what's happening next, and that comes from a lot of preparation. And he's also very gifted with something that's rather unusual for someone 5'11". He has huge hands, and they're very strong, and he manages to compensate for a lot of things with his large hands that control the ball. There's never an issue about him being physically limited in his ability to deliver the ball. So he's had a lot of advantages that really rendered height irrelevant.
So as I mentioned, he was drafted in 2012, three seasons, Super Bowl winner. Is this a guy who's going to be complacent?
I don't think so. I think he is really driven. One of the things that stands out about Russell, at least in my experience around him, has been clarity of purpose. This guy is extraordinarily focused, and he puts a lot of work in where others might back away. And Wilson has said numerous times that the Super Bowl is just a benchmark. It's not a goal. It's not the achievement. It's just another step in the progression that he sees for himself of winning multiple Super Bowls. And I think if he had to execute on his heart of hearts, if he really wanted to do that, by the time he's 30, he's going to want to try to play Major League Baseball.
You've called Russell Wilson a human Hallmark card. Other people think this can't be true. He seems just too slick. Is he too slick?
Well, I don't know that he's slick, but I think he is very repetitive in his statements about, you know, separations in the preparation and all these little homilies. And that's why I called him a human Hallmark card, because he's got the appropriate sentiment for every occasion. And it seems kind of programmed in, I think, to the casual follower. And I understand that. But Russell sincerely believes everything he's saying. He's not being phony. And that's all I would ask of most athletes when they're in the public sphere, is just be yourself. Be honest. Don't put on airs. Don't try to be Alex Rodriguez and be phony. And Russell is not phony. He believes everything he says.
We've read a lot about him. There have been heartwarming stories in local newspapers about this guy who, on his own volition, goes to visit children's hospital, pays visits to schools. Really, this is something he believes in. So we've read about him, but what is something that we don't know about him, something that might surprise us?
Well, I think Russell is as he appears. I don't think there's any phoniness in that regard. I think one of the things I think that is probably important to understand, Russell had a very close relationship with his father, Harrison, who died at age 55 from complications of diabetes. And in his last years, he was hospitalized quite frequently. Russell was visiting him very steadily. And he said at one point, Russell said, "I got used to being in hospitals. You know, it wasn't a scary proposition for me." I mean, and I think that's really an important thing in terms of his development, because so many athletes who look upon visits to hospitals or senior centers or, you know, any other place where there may be people having a hard time, they get kind of creeped out. They don't adjust well. But Russell already had some feeling for people who were suffering chronic illness, and he wasn't as scared about hospitals. So it wound up being a real asset in when he came here as a fully mature young man who could handle a hospital visit with very sick kids.
It's interesting. He is a religious guy. He's got faith. He's the human Hallmark card. He says things that he believes. And here he is in this town full of hipsters. So, you know, how is that a good match?
Well, this is a very unchurched town, as we all know. But I don't think that really makes much of a difference at all, because I don't know if I could identify a Seattle culture. I mean, yes, it's progressive and it's, you know, there's a lot of liberal politics and culture. But the definition of progressive is the ability to listen to other people's ideas and accept them And even if you don't agree with them, let the person live life. And so I don't think there's any issue at all with Russell's overt Christianity. I mean, he doesn't proselytize like a lot of athletes where, you know, every touchdown is God's blessing. He doesn't do that. And he does, you know, give thanks on occasion, but it's not like he hammers it. And I don't think that – I think Russell is – smart enough to understand that there are place and times for that, and after a game isn't really one of them.
Well, finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk a teeny bit of football. No team, or at least in a decade, no team has won back-to-back Super Bowls. So what are the chances that the Seahawks can do that?
I think they're good, and principally because Russell Wilson has not been given his financial due under the salary cap that governs the NFL. And without getting into a lot of financial arcana, Russell is a very inexpensive hire. He's the least paid quarterback in the NFL right now.
Seriously.
And next year, his time will come, according to the collective bargaining agreement. He'll be paid about $20 million a year. And the difficulty there for the Seahawks is that all the money they were paying to other players and to backups is going to be reduced. The pool of money available to stock the roster will be greatly reduced because so much money is going to one player. That's going to change the game, but it's not going to change this season.
Art Thiel, co-founder of Sports Press Northwest. His new book, Russell Wilson, Standing Tall, and he spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman. The defending Super Bowl champion Seahawks kick off their season against the Green Bay Packers tonight at CenturyLink Field. 5:30 is game time. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.